This is the Music History Today podcast for March 31st. On today's show, Jimi Hendrix burns his guitar and the single is introduced. First up, though, on this date in 1923, the first dance marathon happened in New York City. The marathons, which were contests where dance couples would dance as long as they could, with the last one standing winning the contest, became a huge pop culture trend during the 1920s. For the record, the winner of the first one danced for 27 straight hours. In 1979, RCA introduced the world to the 45 RPM record, better known these days as the single. In 1956, Brenda Lee performed on television in America for the first time. In 1957, CBS Television showed a live performance of the musical Cinderella, which starred Julie Andrews. Also in 1957, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis went on tour in South America. In 1967, Jimi Hendrix burned his guitar on stage for the first time, which was at the Astoria Theater in London, England. He also suffered minor burns from doing it and had to go to the hospital afterwards. Didn't stop him from doing it at his shows, though, including his now legendary performance at the Monterey Rock Festival. Also in 1967, the Beatles recorded the song Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. In 1971, the Johnny Cash television show ended. In 1972, the Beatles' official fan club ended. In 1982, the Doobie Brothers broke up. They would reunite in 1987. In 1999, the movie The Matrix, with its chart-topping industrial music soundtrack, opened in movie theaters. In 2000, the movie about a record store manager, High Fidelity, starring John Cusack, premiered in movie theaters. In 2011, singer Michael Bublé married actress and model Luciana Politano. And in 2021, Paul Simon sold his song catalog to Sony Music Publishing. In classical music, in 1841, Robert Schumann debuted his first symphony in B. In 1883, César Franck's poem for orchestra, The Accursed Huntsman, was performed for the first time. And in 1909, the New York Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Gustav Mahler for the first time. In theater in 1943, the musical Oklahoma premiered on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 31st, in 1979, Israel won the Eurovision Song Contest. And in 2001, clarinetist Acker Bilk received an MBE from Queen Elizabeth II. Albums that were released in Great Britain on March 31st include, in 1969, when Led Zeppelin released their album Led Zeppelin I. Meanwhile, in America, in 1970, Three Dog Night released It Ain't Easy. In 1972, Deep Purple released Machine Head. In 1976, Led Zeppelin released Presence. In 1978, Heatwave released Central Heating, and Paul McCartney and Wings released London Town. In 1980, The Scorpions released Animal Magnetism, and Genesis released Duke. In 1986, Culture Club released From Luxury to Heartache. In 1987, Prince released Sign of the Times, The Smiths released Louder Than Bombs, and the Thompson Twins released Close to the Bone. In 1992, Body Count released their self-titled album, Def Leppard released Adrenalize, Bruce Springsteen did a twofer, he released Human Touch and Lucky Town. In 1997, Celine Dion released The Collection, 1982-1988. In 1998, Daz Dillinger released Retaliation, Revenge, and Get Back. And also on that same day, Duran Duran released Night Versions, the essential Duran Duran. In 2003, The Roots released Phrenology. In 2008, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, better known as OMD, released Live, Architecture and Morality and More. In 2009, Cheap Trick released Playlist, the very best of Cheap Trick. Leonard Cohen released Live in London, and Leonard Skinner released Live at the Cardiff Capitol Theatre. In 2015, Van Halen released Tokyo Dome Live in Concert, and Ringo Starr released Postcards from Paradise. And in 2017, Bob Dylan released Triplicate. Singles that were released on March 31st include, in 1958, when Chuck Berry released Johnny Be Good. In 1980, the J. Geils Band released Love Stinks. In 1996, Michael Jackson released They Don't Care About Us. In 2007, Rihanna released Umbrella. In 2009, the Black Eyed Peas released Boom Boom Pow. In 2014, Rita Ora released I Will Never Let You Down. And in 2016, Galantis released No Money. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History In Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History In Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 31st include guitarist Angus Young of AC/DC, singer-songwriter and producer Jack Antonoff, classical music composer Johann Sebastian Bach, also classical music composer Franz Joseph Haydn, also, singer Lexi Walker, singer and actor Richard Chamberlain, singer and actress Shirley Jones, singer John D. Loudermilk, Herb Albert of Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, guitarist Hugh McCracken, Mick Ralphs of Mott the Hoople, Rod Allen of the Fortunes, Robert Holmes of Till Tuesday, Thills Van Leer of Focus, Tony Brock of the Tubes, Al Nichols of the Turtles, Dave Bickler of Survivor, guitarist Ryan Bingham, rapper Tony Yayo from G-Unit, rapper J-Rock, George Listing of Tokyo Hotel, country music singer Lefty Frizzell, guitarist Lowell Fulsom, vibraphonist Red Norvo, rapper Big Syke, singer Anita Carter, blues singer Papa Chubby, singer Michelle Nicastro, folk music singer Sawyer Fredericks, singer Donya, singer Tamar, singer Holly Henry, singer Tommy Heath, rapper Pow Fu, Greg Martin of Kentucky Headhunters, Sean Hopper of Huey Lewis and the News, Al Goodman of Ray Goodman and Brown, Eric Turner of Warrant, Stefan Olsdahl of Placebo, and Pat McGlynn of the Bay City Rollers. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 31st include composer Johann Christoph Bach, who passed away in 1703 at the age of 60. The singer known as the Black Swan, Elizabeth Greenfield, passed away in 1876 at around the age of 57. The birth date is in flux still to this day. Violinist Henrique Wieniawski passed away in 1880 at the age of 44. Composer Gaetano Gaspari passed away in 1881 at the age of 73. Composer Franz W. Abbott passed away in 1885 at the age of 65. Composer Philippe Feuerbach the Elder passed away in 1885 at the age of 69. Composer Giovanni Rossi passed away in 1886 at the age of 57. Composer Adolf Zepko passed away in 1892 at the age of 66. Composer John Steiner passed away in 1901 at the age of 60. Composer Alfred Desenclos passed away in 1971 at the age of 59. Composer Kurt Thomas passed away in 1973 at the age of 68. Singer O'Kelly Isley of the group The Isley Brothers passed away from heart issues in 1986 at the age of 47. Composer Talib Hakim passed away in 1988 at the age of 48. Jazz clarinetist John Carter passed away in 1991 at the age of 61. Lyricist Mitchell Parrish passed away in 1993 at the age of 92. Bluegrass banjo player Carl Story of Carl Story and his Rambling Mountaineers passed away in 1995 at the age of 78. The woman nicknamed the Queen of Tejano Music, Tejano singer Selena, was shot and killed by her fan club president in 1995 at the age of 23. Singer-songwriter Jeffrey Pierce of the group The Gun Club passed away in 1996 at the age of 37. Composer Arthur Cunningham passed away in 1997 at the age of 68. Singer Tommy Seebach of the group Sir Henry and His Butlers passed away in 2003 at the age of 53. Pioneering electronic music composer Emmanuel Gent passed away in 2003 at the age of 77. Jazz saxophonist Jackie McLean passed away in 2006 at the age of 74. Country music singer Mel McDaniel passed away from cancer in 2011 at the age of 68. Chicago house music pioneer, record producer, and DJ Frankie Knuckles passed away from diabetes in 2014 at the age of 59. Rapper, social activist, and entrepreneur Nipsey Hussle was shot and killed in 2019 at the age of 33. Jazz trumpet player Wallace Roney passed away from COVID-19 in 2020 at the age of 59. Composer and conductor Zoltan Pesco passed away in 2020 at the age of 83. Dance music singer-songwriter Christina passed away from COVID-19 in 2020 at the age of 64. Opera singer Jane Manning passed away in 2021 at the age of 82, and singer Fred Johnson of the Marcells passed away in 2022 at the age of 80. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April Fool's Day, April 1st, when in 2008, YouTube did the first official Rickroll as an April Fool's joke.